What are those?
They're flowers. I can see that they're flowers. I'm just wondering what they're doing here. They're a gift for me. You brought me flowers. No, they are. They're lovely. They are. They're really, really lovely. It's just, why now? You're surrounded by legions of my deaf robots and you give me flowers? Is this about last night? This is about last night, isn't it? Do you really think that giving me flowers is going to change anything? I dumped you. And so what? This is what I wanted. Flowers. Nope. Not really. You wanted... Oh. You wanted to show everyone that you're not hiding me away anymore. That's sweet. And I can see in a kind of convoluted superhero, no logic at all involved way, this is a good idea. Only, you know, not really.
Wow.
You are so sweet, you know. You're just so adorable. I think that's why I fell for you in the first place. You're just so sweet. But also really insulting because fuck you. Fuck you for thinking that bringing me flowers on the battlefield is just going to make everything better. It was never about you hiding me away. You just don't get it, do you? I'm fine with no one knowing. It's actually safer that way. You bringing me flowers on the battlefield. Oh my. Superheroes are so dumb. I didn't dump you because I was a secret. I dumped you because... How can I put this in a way that you'll understand? I don't want just a part of you. I want all of you. But you don't want that. You don't want to share yourself. You don't want to be vulnerable.
Yes, I know your vulnerabilities. That's not what I meant.
Oh, everything is so black and white with you. That is such a superhero quality. That is not one of your more attractive aspects. I am a supervillain. You're a superhero. And I get that. I do. And I love it. We have chemistry. We have this dynamic, which is... Oh, it's so... I don't even have the words. And then we have everything else. The sweetness. The looking after you when you're sick.
Yes. Yes, I know I'm the one that made you sick, but that was work.
See, that's the difference. I can separate the two. You can't.
You can.
I don't think you can. No, I know you're a very powerful superhero. I know. I can fight you and date you. I can try to kill you and then look after you. Of course it's not mentally healthy. I'm a supervillain. Oh, you're just so adorable. I can't cordon bits of myself off. I can't box up being a supervillain and box up being a girlfriend and keep them separate, because they're not separate, because I gave you all of me. As a nemesis, I am full on. I'm honest and open, and I don't lie. I scheme, but I don't lie. And as a girlfriend, I am stupidly sweet, stupidly adorable, and just giving. Because I'm not just one thing. I'm not just one person. I am... No, I do not have multiple personality disorder. It's not all black and white, and you've never told anyone, have you? You've never told anyone who you actually are. No, I don't. I mean people that you've dated. You've never. You've always. And that's why your relationships always broke up. Because even if they didn't realize it, they knew that you were holding back. I know you love me. I know that. But it's not enough. Not for me. I won't. Wouldn't it be nice to share everything? To not have to hold your tongue? To be able to vent? Wouldn't it be nice if I could compliment you? Because sometimes the way you deal with my schemes are so impressive that I just want to kiss you and just go, damn, I'm your girlfriend and I am so proud of you. But I can't do that because... easy. I know it's not that easy. I know nothing about this is easy. This is a terrible idea. I mean, dating you was the worst idea I've ever had. And I considered putting bombs on corgis. I didn't do it. I mean, I'm evil, but I mean, yes, I know. But this is worse than that. Dating you was the worst idea I've ever had, and the best. Because... or do you mean you'll try? No, don't put bombs on corgis. That won't work. You don't have to say that. You don't. You don't have to bring me flowers. You don't have to... Look, this is... All right, this is enough. I will get over you. I will event... You don't want me to get over you. I don't... I don't want you to hurt me. Because you've already done that. And I'm lucky. I'm a supervillain. I can subliminate my emotions into destroying things. But... if I gave you a second chance and you broke my heart, I might destroy the planet. And you wouldn't be able to stop me. I guess that's sweet. That you believe in me, that I could. This is not a good idea. You. Of course I want to work it out. I do. I'm so in love with you. I am so in love with you. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't have waited all those nights. I wouldn't have tried to kill you so often because I wanted... No one said dating a supervillain was going to be easy. Do you think you can actually do it? Open up? Can you? I mean, this is not our relationship. I'm always going to be evil. I'm always going to try to take over the world. I might occasionally try to kill you, but I'm always going to be there for you at the end of the night. I'm always going to be the one who wants to wake up next to you. Yes, the killing you might make that difficult, but I actually have a resurrection machine. I'm really smart, am I? I don't know, because I think I'm actually going to say yes. But no, wait, there are conditions. We need to talk. I know. You're all action and you don't talk, but we need to communicate and work is work and I will not hesitate to slap you down if you try and use my emotions as a lever. Because I will rip that fucking lever off and batter you. I'm so sexy when I threaten you. Yes. Why am I in love with you? Okay. Dinner tonight at 8:00. If you're late, I won't wait. And I'm not going to go easy on you. Like, I wasn't lying when I said I was making something special. They're legions of robots. And they're pissed. They are pissed because I tweaked their AI and they're going to give you a really hard time, which you deserve. And you might not beat them. You probably will. But not because I've programmed a loophole, not because I have done anything to give you a... If you beat them fair and square, because I'm not going to hold back, because I respect you. Yeah, it's... You're welcome. It's weird, I know. But I respect you as my nemesis, as my everything. And there are a few surprises. Well, if I tell you, they wouldn't be a surprise. So dinner, and we will talk, and we'll see how it goes. But this, the flowers, that, just don't do that. No, don't worry, I'll just have one of the robots set them on fire. Oh, don't be like that. Don't pout. I like the flowers. Bring me some flowers tonight and... Stop smiling. Stop smiling. Back. Are we going to do this or not? Good. So, you know, be all superhero-y. You're sexy when you're superhero-y, so come on. We're not all right, but... We're I don't know. This is a bad idea, but... I love you, so, get ready to be pummeled by robots. No, I'm not wearing this to dinner. I have created a monster. Let's do this. Because I kind of need to see you hit by a robot fist. You left me waiting for an hour. Yeah, I know. Separation. I love you. And now I'm going to send my legions of death robots to kill you. Yes, I know. I'm weird. I'm evil. And that's why you love me.